Looking to pick up the next home run king?
High drive left field. Going back. Boom. Stand. Baby.
Or are you still trying to figure out who some of your guys are?
Paul Goldschmidt, and that ball is gone. Oh, wow. Upper deck.
Whether you're sifting through the waiver wire for sleepers or just trying to keep your team in the race.
He went onto the rolled up tarp. What a play by Nolan Arenado.
We've got your bases covered.
At the wall, leaping. Oh, a play! George Springer has just kept this game tied in the bottom of the 10th.
It's the Can of Corn Cast with Andy Greenberg on ArizonaSports.com.
My, oh, my!
Oh, welcome, everybody. It's the Can of Corn Cast. Andy Greenberg here, your intrepid host. As you might remember, a can of corn is an easy fly ball, and we make it easy for you to win at fantasy baseball. Had a week off, got a chance to take in some baseball games. I was out of town in Seattle, so wasn't able to make my show. Sorry to all of those of you who were hoping for a new show last week, but I'm back. I'm back with a bang this week, and I got some in-person baseball. I got to see the Mariners play the Blue Jays, got to see Felix pitch. That was very exciting. Got to see one of the starting five here, the top five play. That was also very exciting. I got to see Jose Reyes before he was traded, and got to see the Mariners beat the Blue Jays twice. I missed the triple play because I was coming out of the bathroom, and I missed the walk-off home run because we had to leave to get my friend to the airport on time. So the crazy game the Mariners had of the comeback on Sunday, I missed the amazing things, though I did see Nelson Cruz hit a home run. And Diamondbacks fans, believe it or not, I saw Mark Trumbo hit a home run. I'm going to do something unprecedented here. I'm just going to play the video off of my phone that I took when that happened for all you guys.
Mark Trumbo hit a home run!
And you can hear the disbelief in my voice that Mark Trumbo actually hit a home run, because he'd been doing almost nothing since he was traded to the Mariners as that, like, I call it a pre-deadline deal, but, oh boy, what a deadline we had. And I've got a little special edition of the free agent pool, trade deadline edition, coming up a little bit later in the show. But first, as we always do, we get it going with the starting five.
The starting five.
This week's starting five, as always, we're going to do the top five hitters in the game. Then we'll go to the top five pitchers in the game. And then top five hottest players in the last 2 weeks, both pitchers and hitters, however, not in that order. I said it backwards. But we will start with the starting five. Top five overall hitters in the game of fantasy baseball. Number one, as he's been for what seems like at least 80% of the season, it's Paul Goldschmidt, first baseman, Arizona Diamondbacks. Second in the majors with a .346 batting average. He has 22 homers. Also second in the majors in RBIs with 77. He's tied for seventh in runs with 67. And normally on this, I'm only going top 10, but out of the starting five, he is the leader in the stolen bases department with 17. That is good for 12th in baseball. A guy that has 22 homers, 77 RBIs, and hitting .346 also has 17 stolen bases. He just needs three more, and he'll put up the unprecedented 2020 season. Very impressive, Paul Goldschmidt. Number two on the list is Mike Trout, hitting .314. He's got 32 homers. That leads the majors, 67 RBIs. He also leads the majors in runs with 76, and you could say he's slowing down, but I'm not really sure why. Mike Socia loves to run. Mike Trout has one stolen base on the season. The last guy to have a 30-30 season has one steal this year. So he's not running on the base paths nearly as much as he used to. Number three, the guy we're always going to compare to Mike Trout, Bryce Harper. .332 batting average, that's good for third in the majors. 29 homers, also good for third. 68 RBIs, ninth overall. He's got 69 runs and four stolen bases. The member of the starting five I got to see in person twice, Josh Donaldson. If you check out my Twitter page, at AndyTheG, that's my personal Twitter page, you'll see my new, I guess you'd call it cover photo, a little panoramic there. I got a nice pano of Safeco Field. You can see all the Blue Jays fans in the stands, which, and not exaggerating, at least 45% Blue Jays fans each of those games when I was there Friday, Sunday. Unbelievable. Hey, Canada's team, and you're the team closest to Canada, so, well, except maybe the Tigers, but yeah. Crazy. Anyways, I got to see Josh Donaldson hit one of his 26 home runs. He's good for ninth in the league. He's hitting .293. 75 RBIs, good for third in the majors. Also good for third in runs with 73. He's got three stolen bases. So that little panoramic I have on my Twitter page was about finished maybe 3 seconds before Josh Donaldson parked one in the left field. And we look at the hottest hitters over the last 2 weeks. The hottest hitters in the last fortnight. Number one, Carlos Gonzalez. 18 of his last 45. Probably happy he's still on the Rockies. Didn't get traded. Hitting .400 in that stretch. He also hit 8 home runs. 8 home runs in the last 2 weeks, 17 RBIs, 15 runs. Melky Cabrera, number two, 25 of his last 54. That's good for a .444 average. 3 homers, also 17 RBIs, and he scored 12 runs. Eric Hosmer comes in at third, first baseman for the Kansas City Royals, and he hit .510 in the last 2 weeks, 26 of his last 51. 3 homers, 12 ribbies, 12 runs. Mark Teixeira comes in at 4, first baseman for the Yankees, .413 average in the last fortnight. That's 19 of 46. 6 homers, 11 RBIs, 10 runs, and a stolen base for Mark Teixeira. And the only guy that's available in my league on this list, it's number 5, Adam Eaton, also of the Chicago White Sox, joining his teammate Melky Cabrera. 19 of his last 47, that's a .404 average. 2 homers, 5 RBIs, 15 runs, 4 steals. Only 55% owned. Adam Eaton looking pretty good on the Chicago White Sox. We look at the top 5 pitchers in the game right now, and not a lot has changed, though there's one newbie making his way up the list. Sonny Gray is now 6th, so that means we've got somebody new, and boy, is he climbing, because he's got one heck of a streak going. He's at number 3. We'll get there in a second. Number 1 is Zach Greinke of the Dodgers. He's 10-2, 20 quality starts, leads the majors. 128 strikeouts and 146 in a third innings. That's good for 6th in the majors. A 1.41 ERA and a .83 whip, also good for 1st, as he recently just lost his 45 2/3 inning scoreless streak. That's right, his ERA in August is 141. Unreal. Unreal. Number 2, Max Scherzer. Washington Nationals, 11-8, tied for 6th in wins. 16 quality starts, also 6th, tied for 4th in strikeouts with 172. 150 innings, that's good for 3rd, and a .222 ERA, .83 whip, that one good for 2nd. Clayton Kershaw, that's the streaker, currently on a 37-inning scoreless streak. I don't really have a strong research department, but if I did, I'd have them look up when the last time two teammates had 37 innings scoreless in the same season. A streak like that, I don't think it's ever been done. I think it's safe to guess it's never been done, but I don't know. Because who did that with Oral Hershiser? Somebody probably did, right? Maybe? Come on, research department. That's you, my listeners. You're my research department. Let me know. 192 strikeouts, that's tops in the majors. Strong ERA, .237. Jacob deGrom, he's 10-6, 16 quality starts, 135 Ks, second best ERA in the game at 2.09. That's right, Zach Greinke has the best ERA at 1.41. That's a Bob Gibson number. And you look at deGrom, 2.09, that's second. That is a huge difference between first and second. Huge! Number 5, Dallas Keuchel, still your innings leader at 157, though now he's tied for first with Corey Kluber. 9th in strikeouts with 140, 13-5, that's good for 2nd in wins, 17 quality starts, good for 3rd. As for the hottest pitchers over the last 2 weeks, we'll start, of course, with Clayton Kershaw, 18 strikeouts in 17 innings, no earned runs. Zach Greinke over the last 2 weeks, 22 Ks in 23 innings, 4 earned runs. New San Francisco Giant Mike Leake, he's yet to make his San Francisco debut, but he finished his time in Cincinnati strong. He had back-to-back 8-inning starts, only gave up 1 earned run total, and struck out 9. Got a pair of relievers at 4-5 on this list. Number 4, Sean Tolleson, Texas Rangers, 8 innings, 4 saves, 7 strikeouts, 1 walk. Similar numbers to Craig Kimbrel, San Diego Padres closer, 7 innings, 6 saves, 6 Ks, also only 1 walk. We mentioned a lot of the trade deadline stuff, including somebody on this list. Mike Leake just got traded, and he is sitting in the shallow end of the free agent pool, 61% owned. I think it was a great deal for the Giants adding him to their rotation, having one of his best seasons as a pro. And when I say as a pro, I mean like overall being paid to play baseball, because Mike Leake is one of those guys, him and John Olerud, and I think also Dave Winfield, to never play in the minors. Didn't play a single game in the minors. Went straight from ASU to the majors in Cincinnati. Mike Leake. Giants got him for cheap. They wanted a big-name guy to go with Bumgarner. They didn't exactly get Price and Cueto. Those guys moved teams as well. Of course, David Price going from the Tigers to the Blue Jays. Johnny Cueto from the Reds to the Royals. Mike Leake, solid number two, especially if they end up in the playoffs. Again, they need somebody to complement Bumgarner. He is rolling right now, 2.59 ERA since the start of June. Couldn't find anybody worth picking up, just swimming around in the middle of that free agent pool, so I threw in another guy in the shallow end. And because I'm focusing on guys who moved at the trade deadline this week, I like Danny Heron. I know he's Dan Heron now, but he's always been Danny Heron to me. 55% owned now with the Chicago Cubs. Kind of had a career resurgence in Miami this year, probably because there was little pressure to succeed there. But he's got his first sub-4 ERA season since 2011 when he was with the Angels. I think it continues because he stays in the NL with the Cubs, gets a chance to pitch for a contender. But this might be a good time to trade him because he's having such a great season and he's now going to another team. His value is pretty high right now because nobody really knows how he's going to do with the Cubs. They hope he's going to do just as well as he was with the Marlins. I don't think he's going to do better just based on his track record. If you want to take the risk and hope he does better and his value goes up, you can wait. But if I have Heron on my team, I'm trying to move him right now for somebody else. As we continue into the free agent pool, looking in the deep end, I see Daniel Norris, now the pitcher for the Detroit Tigers. Part of that David Price deal, he is 12% owned. Kind of had some up and down time with the Blue Jays, back and forth between the majors and AAA, but sent to the Tigers, and Detroit called him up right away. He is on the mound today. Pitching today. Today is Sunday, August 2nd, and as I sit here, I'm frantically looking for the game here as the Detroit Tigers played in Baltimore today and won 6-1. Daniel Norris gets the victory. We'll get your stat line here. 7 1/3, 4 hits, 1 run. It was earned, a walk, a strikeout, and that earned run was a solo homer that he gave up to Chris Davis. Lowers his season ERA to 3.23, gets his second win on the season. This is a guy to pick up. We knew about him before the season, the guy that lived in a van, played for the Blue Jays, got a really strong arm, great fastball. I think it's a smart move for the Tigers if they're going to get rid of David Price to bring a guy like Norris back. His majors numbers have been stronger than his minors numbers this year, which is usually a red flag that maybe he's just got some trick that major league hitters haven't caught up to yet. So be on the lookout for that. But after that great start in Baltimore, I definitely have Daniel Norris as an excellent pickup this year. No Chase Field pool this week because the Diamondbacks didn't really make any moves. I'm not counting the Trumbo for Castillo deal as a deadline deal. Though, Wellington Castillo, if you're desperate for a catcher, especially in an NL-only league, not a bad move. So, instead of that, here's a minor leaguer to keep your eye on. A little bonus before we get into the on-deck circle. Really, this is just a nice transition between the free agent pool and the on-deck circle. Another guy that went from team to team, Brett Phillips. He is a double-A outfielder for now the Milwaukee Brewers as they acquired him in the Carlos Gomez trade. Again, Gomez was supposed to go to the Mets. He did not, and now he's playing in Houston. Brett Phillips going from the Houston double-A squad, Corpus Christi, over to the Milwaukee double-A squad in Biloxi. Hopefully they've made it to Biloxi as they were the team that went on 60-something straight road games. Anyways, Brett Phillips, minor league numbers this year are ridiculous. He's a long way from the majors, so this is just somebody to remember as the time goes on. Single-A and double-A combined stats this year, definitely those of a top prospect. Two-thirds of the year so far in single-A, one-third in double-A. Here's what he's got. 374 batting average, 16 homers, 71 RBIs, and the one that stands out to me the most, 90 runs in 98 games. He also has 27 doubles, 11 triples, 15 steals. Been in the minors since 2012. I'm guessing he finishes this season at AA, maybe AAA if he gets a nice call up there. No way he makes it to the majors by the end of the year. But next season might be a September call up. Should open the year at AAA. Will probably be that September call up or maybe make his way to the majors sometime early on a permanent basis in 2017. So keep an eye on Brett Phillips, especially those Brewers fans. And if you're playing in a dynasty league that allows you to stash, maybe he'll be added to the Yahoo universe before the end of the season. Keep an eye out for that. And that takes us into the on-deck circle. I'm going to stick in the minor leagues because we just talked about a minor leaguer. This guy has not played in the majors yet, but he is scheduled to on Wednesday, August 5th. he makes his debut against the Red Sox. Yankees number one prospect, starting pitcher Luis Severino, 24% owned already since it was announced that he was going to be called up. Currently listed as the only relief, or rather, currently listed only as a relief pitcher in Yahoo Leagues. That will change very soon. He's scheduled to make his major league debut, as I said, Wednesday, August 5th. So if you hear it before that, go ahead and pick him up. Do it. Just go. Because here are stats, and they're ridiculous. He's the number one prospect in the Yankees organization and has performed much better at AAA than AA this season. Another kind of odd thing to look at, but with a quick comparison of the two, 8 starts, his ERA at AA Trenton, 3.32. He had a 2.27 batting average against AAA Scranton. Wilkes-Barre, 191 and 184. That's a 191 ERA, 184 batting average against. 50 strikeouts in 61 and a third AAA innings with a 191 ERA. That's pretty darn good, and that's what you want to see out of a guy in the minor leagues when he makes his debut in the majors. And you might say, ah, those AAA numbers this year, they're fluky if he pitched so average in AA this year, to which I will respond, no, sir, those are the outlier numbers. Those AA numbers from this season are nothing close to what he's done through the rest of the majors, and maybe it's just because he felt he deserved that AAA promotion at the time and was unhappy when he was sent to AA to start the season. Might have lost a little confidence, got it back when he was promoted. So either way, outside of that shaky start to 2015 in AA, his career minor numbers, ERA of 230, batting average against of 212. And I'll remind you, this year in AA was 332 and 227. That's the outlier. Just a slow start. They move him up to AAA. Ooh, he takes off. So very excited to see what he does for the Yankees. One more note on him. Rarely gives up home runs. In 321 minor league innings, 321 minor league innings, he's given up 8 home runs. That's really good. That says ground ball pitcher right there. So go pick up Luis Severino because the Yankees need him and so does your fantasy team. I did, and I also picked up this guy. Get a little notification from the MLB at Bat app. St. Louis Cardinals have called up number one prospect, Stephen Piscotty, outfielder. So I say, oh, Yahoo, is he in your player universe? He sure is. I picked him up 6% owned. That's actually, as of right now, he's 6% owned. I'd only heard of this guy because of that little blip on my phone, but I did a little more research into him, and you know, you got to know, the Cardinals and their longstanding history of bringing up homegrown players that have a lot of success. So I shot first and asked questions later. I picked him up on my team and then did my research. So here's a list of some guys, including Piscotty, currently on the Cardinals' 25-man roster who were their own draft picks. Yadier Molina, Colton Wong, Matt Carpenter, Matt Adams, Michael Wacha, Lance Lynn, Jaime Garcia, and Trevor Rosenthal. All those guys, fantasy impact players, or have been at some point. And I was not about to let Piscotty slip through the cracks. I'm getting him on my team because I know just over time, the Cardinals just do an excellent job with rookies in their system. So in AAA Memphis this year, Piscotty, 87 games, 11 homers, 41 RBI, scored 54 runs, hit .272. Pretty good with his average numbers, career .288 hitter in the minors, an on-base percentage of .360 career for the minors because he walks a lot. Very patient hitter. More walks than RBIs this year in the minors. So 41 RBIs, 46 walks on the season, in his minor league career, he has 144 walks in 390 games. That's really good. This guy gets on base a lot. It's one of those money ball players. Well, why do we want him on the team? He gets on base. And he does. Stephen Piscotty gets on base for your team because so far in 11 major league games, hitting .375, 5 ribbies, 4 runs, 3 walks, struck out 6 times. That's, you know, I guess that's to be expected with rookies. OPS still excellent for that small sample size, .885. Since his third start on June 26th, Piscotty's got a 7-game hit streak, hitting .434. He's becoming a solid everyday player, so if you're looking for some new blood or have any doubts whatsoever about your current outfield or utility situation, this guy needs to get on your team. Pick him up, because we all know Cardinals love their rookies, and this guy's the next on the list. Stephen Piscotty, P-I-S-C-O-T-T-Y. That's going to be it for this episode of the Can of Corncast. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. I'm Andy Greenberg. You can stay tuned for plenty more Can of Corncast. I'll have it every weekend until the end of the baseball season, but Usually I've been making them on Saturdays. Got to switch it up. Work schedule changed a little bit. I'll be making the podcast every Sunday from here on out. Yes, every Sunday, more Can of Corn Cast. You can follow me on Twitter, personal account at AndyTheG. You can also follow me at CanofCorn987. That's the official show podcast page. Got a blog on ArizonaSports.com. Check that out too. And for a full archive of all of my shows, you can go to podomatic.com/FanballWeekly, which is the name of my old podcast. They won't let me change the link. I don't like that. But it's a great hosting site. They do it for free. You can also check me out on iTunes, search Can of Corncast. Facebook, search Can of Corncast. My name will be there. And if you have the podcast app, search Can of Corncast, or just search Andy Greenberg. You'll find it there. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to that podcast. Thanks again for listening. This is the Can of Corncast. I'm Andy Greenberg, and until we talk next time, let's play ball!
The Can of Corncast is brought to you by ArizonaSports.com and 98.7 FM.
Hey, Lloyd, do some delivery for the truck to the airport.
Thank you very much.